He's one of them boys, you know, that wore that navel length beard. One thing I remember of him, right there, he cut a carbuncle off me. He was a good horse doctor, I know. I remember that. There's a sunk place right there now. What you can lay three fingers in. Bound him in a horse doctor. But, you know, back then he was the doctor and the dentist and everything else out there. They had lots of niggers on the place, you know. He'd cut a horse and pull a nigger's teeth or help them have the yarns or anything else.
Old Marsh Tom.
Yeah, they go get old Mr.
How about your mother's mother?
I never knew her. Now, the grandma that I knew was about the same age as Aunt Eva up here.
Mm-hmm. That was a stepmother.
Because, my grandmother passed away when Aunt Lena was born. And of course she's just a few years younger than mother. So the one I knew was, and we called her grandmother, but mother and Aunt Lena and all of them called her Miss Amanda. Or Miss Mandy, the little ones called her Miss Mandy, the younger one, the old ones called her Miss Amanda. See, the older girls were, some of them I think were older than Miss Amanda was.
Oh.
But she was a, of course, you know, she, when I knew her, she was way up in years.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I think she, yes, she outlived Grandpa several years, but she was a lot younger than he was.
Did they stay down there in Mississippi?
Oh, yeah.
How did they come in here? No, your people. Boat?
Huh?
Come in by boat? Come in by wagon?
Well, now, I believe Papa come through about the time the railroad did, on train.
Hmm.
Now,
that would have been then down by Stigler.
Come into Stigler.
Uh-huh.
Because, you see, Miss Holly lived in Stigler. They came here. How they come through? They came through when Aunt Eva and Charlie and Price and them come through. They come through ox wagons. But I believe now that you see that was Mother's older sister. You know, G. A. Holly's mother over. Now they lived in Stigler, and I believe Pop and them came through on train. Because that railroad was built, I remember hearing him talk about when he got off the train. Now I believe that he came through and came out here and stayed a week or 10 days and went back and got his wife and had a train. And then of course, see, Uncle Ed and Uncle Jack came right soon thereafter then.
Mm-hmm.
And Papa and Uncle Jack settled down here, and Uncle Ed, well, I remember when he passed away, right out, just out east of Stigler there a little ways, a mile maybe. And gee whiz, that's, I can just barely remember that. Then of course Uncle Jack lived and until he passed away here at this place. And well, the, when was the English Channel crossing the World War II? May of 44, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Because
June.
Was
June
it June?
Sick.
Well,
I got
Joe
shot
was
the day before.
Huh?
I got shot the day before.
See, Joe was in that. The reason I remember that's when he passed away. And five of his boys and I were his pallbearers.
Hmm.
Of course, they didn't even call Joe or send him a wire, and just wrote him a letter and told him what happened. Because it happened just as the English Channel crossing.
Hmm.
There wasn't nothing he could have done. He could probably wouldn't even got the message for a day or two anyways. And mm-hmm. had it come a week earlier, a week later, maybe have, but mm-hmm. I'm not that. Of course, I remember that. Of course, I was with him at the time he passed away, too. Back then, Fred and I was had him in arms when he passed away.
Well, you know what we've done?
What?
We just wrapped it up. It's a good interview.
I run one of them back about 50 or 60 feet and then turn it on. I don't see.